Hey Chicago, it's Nudia Hernandez from Vocalo. Taylor Bennett and A Damn Killer will be joining me for Vocalo's Summer Meltdown concert on July 11th at Bottom Lounge. It's free and the good vibes are endless. For more, head to wbez.org/events.
Good morning. I'm Adora Namigadde, and this is The Rundown. Organizers behind the so-called Bring Chicago Home proposal are celebrating a major win at Chicago's City Hall yesterday. The City Council voted 32-17 in favor of letting voters decide in March whether to allow the city to increase a tax to fund homelessness prevention. Mayor Brandon Johnson campaigned on the proposal and says it will help unhoused people, who he says are disproportionately Black Chicagoans.
Do we recognize that Black people are disproportionately impacted by this crisis? The answer is yes. Are we committed to generating revenue to actually deal with this crisis? I'm confident that the people of Chicago are going to say yes.
The proposal aims to increase a one-time tax when properties over $1 million are sold. If passed by voters, the actual tax increase, which is opposed by some in the business community, would still need full City Council approval. In more City Hall news, Mayor Johnson cast the tie-breaking vote against censoring his former floor leader yesterday. In a dramatic City Council meeting, alderpersons ultimately decided not to formally reprimand alderperson Carlo Ramirez Rosa. That was following allegations of threats and bullying. Alderperson Emma Mitz was at the center of the controversy that arose last week, but she voted against censure, saying that such a reprimand would only lead to more division.
As you saw earlier, I accept Alderman Rosa's apology for his behavior toward me. And once I accept someone's apology, I don't throw stones for stones. I want to give him an opportunity to grow from their mistakes.
Yesterday was also the first time Mitz publicly commented on the incident. She says she felt that she was, quote, back in the South when Ramirez Rosa physically tried to block her from joining a chaotic City Council meeting last week. Illinois lawmakers are demanding to know how the Department of Employment Security will recover money paid out through fraudulent unemployment claims. An audit found the state overpaid more than $5 billion in benefits during the COVID-19 pandemic. That includes tens of millions of dollars to prisoners and dead people. It happened in part due to lax oversight and identity theft. But Republican State Senator Chapin Rose says there's enough of a data trail to track down at least some of the fraudsters.
This is your address. You've lived here the entire time. Do you remember getting this card? No, I don't remember that. Well, then why is it being shown with your picture swiping it at Walmart last Tuesday? There are ways to figure this out.
The department says it's already referred 4,000 cases to the Illinois Attorney General's office, but the AG referred questions back to Employment Security. A new analysis concludes shoplifting is down in Chicago compared to before the COVID pandemic. Locally and nationally, there have been fears about a, quote, shoplifting crisis. But Chicago's shoplifting rates are about 13% lower this year as compared to 2019. Study co-author Ernesto Lopez is with the Council on Criminal Justice.
Chicago does follow a pattern that we mostly would expect. There's the decrease during COVID, and then there's a slow incline. But it is, you know, the numbers are still below pre-pandemic levels. So that's good news for the city.
Nationally, shoplifting is up, but that's almost entirely because of a huge increase in New York City specifically. The study found that if you remove New York, shoplifting in major cities is down about 7% compared to before the pandemic. Lopez says one thing that could be driving the numbers down are anti-theft measures by businesses, like keeping items under lock and key. Some quick things you should know before today's weather. The Illinois programs offering health care coverage to undocumented immigrants will be audited. Lawmakers ordered the audit yesterday as the state continues to try reining in unexpectedly high costs. Enrollment in the programs covering health care for some immigrants aged 42 and up has been paused, and copays for some hospital services will be instituted sometime next year. Something else from the State House. A proposal filed late yesterday in Springfield would allow for nearly all members of Chicago's Board of Education to be elected next year. The bill from the Illinois Senate Democrats would change current law, and the current law calls for a partially elected and partially appointed board next year, then a fully elected board 2 years later. If the Senate plan passes this week, it would mean control of the Chicago Board of Education would be taken away from Mayor Johnson 2 years earlier than expected. And more than 1 million Cook County health patients may have had their personal information leaked to hackers this year. The Sun-Times reports social security numbers, insurance information, and clinical information, like testing results and medications, may have been leaked to the hackers. So far, there's not any evidence that identity theft or fraud has been committed using patients' information. Today's weather, we're expecting some rain today with a peak temp of 60. It will dip to the low 40s tonight. Then tomorrow, we're expecting a sunny day with highs in the mid-50s. Later today, when it comes to addressing climate change, some solutions would not impact our lifestyles, like changing outdated building codes. But then there are more drastic solutions, like giving up meat or giving up driving.
That's something that just doesn't track well with people. And so I think we want to make sure that we capture all of those sort of invisible things, but then we start also moving towards in these directions of cultural shifts.
Individual responsibility? A cultural shift? Or all of the above? My Rundown co-host Aaron Allen talks with UChicago's Sabina Sheck about reconsidering how we think about climate solutions. That's today at 1 o'clock. I'm Adora Namigadde. Thanks for listening.